Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we have the fifth week after the Pascha, and the Church is remembering the day of the Samaritan woman. And the Gospel reading, we had a very big account of it as the Lord comes with the disciple. They're passing by a city, a village of Samaritans, and he sends the disciples to get some food, buy some food in the city, and they bring him himself. He's sitting at the well. And as he's sitting at the well, all of a sudden comes a Samaritan woman with to get some water from the well and to carry it back to her house. And as she approaches the Lord all of a sudden makes a big surprise to her, because he addresses her and asks her to give him some water. And she was quite surprised, and she said, "What's going on? The Jews, they don't associate with us Samaritans, and they would not touch us, or how could you do that?" And of course the Lord says, "If you knew who you were speaking to, you would have asked me for the living water, which I could give you, the living water that after you would drink that, you wouldn't need to be thirsty again." And of course, and immediately she took it in a physical sense, in the material sense, and she thought, "Oh, that would be great. She wouldn't have to be coming down here to get the water from the well if he gives her that kind of water." Of course, he wasn't speaking about material things. He was speaking about giving the water of the grace of God, which he has promised for the disciples, and which he gives everyone who asks for it, my beloved. And but he said to her, "You go and get your husband, bring your husband here." And she says, "I have no husband." And he said, "Well, you're right. You had five husbands, and the one that you're living with today is not your husband." Well, of course, she recognizes that he is clairvoyant, that he knows everything. And then he told her and revealed that he was actually the Messiah, because she says, "I know that the Messiah would come, we were told, and he would tell us everything." And he told her that Messiah is here, and that he is the Messiah. He didn't reveal that to his own people, only to the disciples. And in fact, told the disciples not to reveal that before time. And to her, he revealed that he was the Messiah. And he then tells her about the praying, that the praying has to be done everywhere. It used to be that you had to go to Jerusalem, to the temple, to pray. And he says, "But now is the time that you can pray everywhere, for the Lord God is his Spirit, and you have to pray to him in spirit, and you should not be praying just with your words, lip service, but you have to pray from your heart. You have to pray with the Spirit, because the Lord is the Spirit." And my beloved, he says, every place is good to be praying, and wherever you are, you can invoke the Holy Spirit and you can pray to the Lord. But that's the living water. That's what you need, and we need that. And too many times, my beloved, we don't receive the grace of God because we're involved with sidetracking with everything else in the world. We're so much engulfed in what is going on in the world, and with all the news and all the terrible things that are happening, and we fill our heads with all kinds of information, and we don't spend enough time to read the Gospel and to read the Psalter and to read the New Testament and to read the Holy Fathers and the instructions of Holy Fathers and the lives of saints. We're missing so much because of that. Through the Gospel and through the prayer and through the Psalter reading, through the prayer, you will receive that living water, which is the Holy Spirit. That, of course, the Lord gives us the Holy Communion, which is the source of the Holy Spirit with the living waters. The Lord is willing to give us. He says, "Ask and you shall receive." And if we should ask, the problem is too many times we ask for different kind of things. We ask for temporary things, for healings, for some other things that we need in this world. But again, it's just temporary things. We're not asking for the most important thing, which is the grace of God, for us to be filling our hearts so that we can be actually having intercourse with the Lord, to have a beautiful conversation, a prayer, and the prayer can be done only through the Holy Spirit. You cannot do it on your own. Neither I, none of us can do it on our own. We need the Holy Spirit to pray through us and with us, my beloved. And He is willing to do it. But all we have to do is ask. And my beloved, we have to do that. We have to ask more and more of spiritual things so that we will have the living water so we will never thirst. You know, having the Holy Spirit with us and being able to invoke the Lord at any time that we want, it totally takes away any kind of loneliness, any kind of depression, any things that may be given us which is negative, which we may have in us, or that the world is trying to give it to us, or the evil spirits. The evil spirits, once they recognize that the Holy Spirit is with us, they don't dare to approach us, my beloved. This is what you and me have to understand. We have to go after the most important thing, and that's the most important thing is the living water that the Lord is willing to give us, through which we can attain in the kingdom of heaven, and through which we can acquire the peace and the calmness and the most important, the union with the Lord Jesus Christ Himself and with His Father, for the road to Him is through Jesus, and the road to Jesus is through the Holy Spirit. My beloved, we have to learn to really pray, not to do lip services, but to really pray from our heart, that the heart should respond, as St. John of Cronstadt says, to every word that will respond, in a positive way, and that we should, once the heart responds, then not on purpose, it just tears flow. Automatically they flow either through the repentance, the spirit of repentance, or through the humiliation, I don't know how to say that, through a beautiful feeling of the love for the Lord. Our tears would be flowing from our heart, and they warm up our heart more and more, and they will be able to be in union with the Lord. Even here on this earth, we can be in union with the Lord, and once we're in union with the Lord, we're in union with all His creation, and the heart becomes so widened, the heart opens up, that it would be just unbelievable. You just could, until the grace of God hits your heart, you are not going to be ever even be able to conceive how large the heart can become, and how can it engulf everybody with a great love, with a great love of the Lord, because the love is the Lord's. Our God is God of love, and He wants us to love each other, and doesn't want us, our heart, to be cramped in, and at the most to only have the love for oneself, to have selfishness. He wants our heart to be widened up so that we'll be able to love not only our neighbors, but even our enemies, as He has said, and thus we'll be able to have a little glimpse of the heart of our Lord, as He has the heart that engulfs the whole, all His creations with a great, great love. Let's work for that. Let's work for that so that we will receive the living waters. The Lord had promised it to the disciples just before He ascended, that He will send the Holy Spirit from the Father who art in heavens, and that He will be the comforter. We need the comforter, and we can go and ask for the Lord to renew the comforter, the spirit of comfort that we received at the time of our chrismation. And that, and then we receive every time when we receive communion, we are receiving more and more of the grace of the Holy Spirit, and this is what we need. And we need the memory of the Lord, and we need to have the memory of the Lord with the love. The love that has to be in our heart for the Lord and for all the heavenly dwellers and all those who are dwelling on this earth, whether they're friends or foes. We should still love them and pray for them that the Lord will forgive them and guide them in the right way to bring them into the kingdom of heaven. Amen.